This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the pro-life movement doubles their strength in Congress after the 2020 election. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
As the legal suits continue in the battle for the White House, the pro-life movement had huge gains in Congress. Before the November 3rd election, there were 11 pro-life women incumbents, and they all won their re-elections. But now at least 13 new pro-life women are going to be added to the fight in the House come January 2021. So far, the new pro-life women who actually flipped Democrat seats are Maria Salazar in Florida, Yvette Harrell in New Mexico, Michelle Fischbach in Minnesota, Nancy Mace in South Carolina, Stephanie Bryce in Oklahoma, Ashley Hinson in Iowa, and Nicole Miliotakis in New York. While Lauren Boebert in Colorado, Lisa McClain in Michigan, Kat Kamrak in Florida, Diana Harshberger in Tennessee, Mary Miller in Illinois, and Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia will be replacing seats currently filled by pro-life men. In the Senate, there are at least six pro-life women that will begin their terms come January as well. Joni Ernst in Iowa, Cindy Hyde Smith in Mississippi, Shelley Moore Capito in West Virginia, Cynthia Loomis in Wyoming, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and Deb Fisher in Nebraska. At the time of this article, eight races with pro-life women contenders have not yet been declared. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, said that it is encouraging to know that despite the media-driven blue wave lie, the number of conservative pro-life women in Congress has doubled. These women who value the sanctity of life will now be serving in the United States House and Senate. These pro-life women will bring new energy to Washington to preserve precious pre-born children. This is another important step to making the womb a safe place again in America. Pray for the pro-life legislators to have the strength they need to fight for pre-born lives. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.